It started with a walk in the park. Henri Thierry was just basically strolling along watching the ducks in the lake and the kids sailing small boats with sticks as their guides. He needed this break from all his writing, and the day was perfect for a walk, warm and sunny with just a few clouds drifting across the sky. And there was the ever-present aroma of freshly baked bread in the air. April in Paris, or should I say Paris in April. It was beautiful. So peaceful. The trees were now leafed out or blooming. Birds were nesting, and families were pushing their prams through the parks. Yes, this was the perfect time to take a break and walk through the park. Henri was a young 20-something with few cares. His writings were keeping his apartment and other bills paid, but not much was left for enjoyment or a personal life. Yet his spirits were lively, and he was high on life. According to him, the sky was his limit, and he wanted to take advantage with as much gusto as he could muster. His life was ahead of him, and he knew it. And he wanted to run to get there. He could see the families in the park, and could smell the restaurants and brasseries opening for business. There was always the smell of coffee wafting about. He forgot all about his writing responsibilities as he walked through the park. He finally found a bench to sit down on. This was the life. April in Paris, a writing career waiting for him, and life was indeed very good. It could probably not get much better. Just then he heard the music of an accordion down the path somewhere. The song playing was La Vie en Rose. It was probably the most famous song in all of France, and had been since it was first introduced in 1945. It tells the story of how good life is when looking through rose-colored glasses. He loved that song so much. It was his very favorite, and he used its meaning many times in his writings. Strength and courage through very difficult times. The song meant quite a lot to him personally. And here it was just when he needed it most. Perfect timing for a perfect day.